Winnie the Pooh Goes Visiting, an altogether alarming adventure. Mr. Edward Bear, known to his friends as Winnie the Pooh, was walking through the forest one day, humming proudly to himself. He had made up a little hum that morning as he was doing his exercises in front of the glass. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, as he stretched both paws above his head, and tra-la-la, tra-la-la, as he tried to reach his toes. After breakfast, he had written it out and learnt it off by heart, and now he was humming it right through properly, and it went like this. Tra-la-la, 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 rum-tum, tiddle-lum-tum, tiddle-liddle, 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 liddle-diddle, rum-tum-tum, tiddle-lum. Well, he was humming this hum to himself and walking along gaily, wondering what everybody else was doing, and what it felt like being somebody else, when suddenly he came to a sandy bank, and in the bank was a large hole. Ah, said Winnie the Pooh, rum-tum-tiddle-lum-tum, if I know anything about anything, that hole means rabbits, and rabbits means company, he said. And company means food, and listening to me humming, and such like. Rum-tum-tum-tiddle-rum. So he bent down, put his head into the hole, and called out, "Is anybody at home?" There was a sudden scuffling noise from inside the hole, and then silence. "What I said was, is anybody at home?" called out Winnie the Pooh very loudly.
"No," said a voice, and then added, "You needn't shout so loud, I heard you the first time."
"Bother," said Winnie the Pooh, "isn't there anybody there at all?"
"Nobody."
Winnie the Pooh took his head out of the hole and thought for a little, and he thought to himself, "Somebody must have said nobody." So he put his head back in the hole and said, "Hello, Rabbit, is that you?"
"No," said Rabbit in a different voice this time.
"But isn't that Rabbit's voice?"
"I don't think so," said Rabbit. "It isn't meant to be."
"Oh, well, could you very kindly tell me where Rabbit is?"
"He's gone to see his friend Edward Bear, who is a great friend of his."
"But here I am," said Bear, very much surprised.
"Are you sure?"
said Rabbit, still more surprised. "Quite, quite sure," said Winnie the Pooh.
"Oh, well, then, come in."
So Winnie the Pooh pushed and pushed and pushed his way through the hole, and at last he got in.
"You were quite right," said Rabbit, looking at him all over. "It is you. Glad to see you."
"Who did you think it was?"
"Well, I wasn't quite sure. You know how it is in the forest. One can't have anybody coming into one's house. One has to be careful. What about a mouthful of something?"
Winnie the Pooh always liked a little something at 11 o'clock in the morning, and he was very glad to see Rabbit getting out the plates and mugs. And when Rabbit said,
"Honey or condensed milk with your bread?"
he was so excited that he said, "Both." And then, so as not to seem greedy, he added, "But don't bother about the bread, please." And for a long time after that he said nothing, until at last, humming to himself in a rather sticky voice, he got up, shook Rabbit lovingly by the paw, and said that he must be going on.
"Well, goodbye," said Rabbit, "if you're sure you won't have any more."
"Is there any more?" asked Winnie the Pooh anxiously. Rabbit took the covers off the dishes and said, "No, there wasn't." "I thought not," said Winnie the Pooh, nodding to himself. "Well, goodbye. I must be going on." So he started to climb out of the hole. He pulled with his front paws and he pushed with his back paws, and a little while his nose was out in the open again, then his ears, and then his shoulders, and then... "Ooh, help!" said Winnie the Pooh. "Ooh, bother!" said Winnie the Pooh. "Ooh, I'm stuck!" said Winnie the Pooh. "Ooh, help and bother!" Now by this time Rabbit wanted to go for a walk too, and finding the front door full, he went out by the back door and came round to Winnie the Pooh and looked at him.
"Hello, are you stuck?"
he asked. "No," said Winnie the Pooh carelessly, "just resting and thinking and humming to myself."
"Here, give us a paw."
Bear stretched out his paw and Rabbit pulled and pulled and pulled. "Ow!" cried Winnie the Pooh, "you're hurting."
"Fact is," said Rabbit, "you're stuck."
It all comes, said Winnie the Pooh crossly, of not having front doors big enough.
It all comes, said Rabbit sternly, of eating too much. I thought at the time, said Rabbit, only I didn't like to say anything, said Rabbit, that one of us was eating too much, said Rabbit. I knew it wasn't me, he said. Well, well, I shall go and fetch Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin was a great friend of theirs who lived in the forest, and when he came back with Rabbit and saw the front half of Winnie the Pooh, he said, Silly old bear, in such a loving voice that everyone felt quite hopeful again.
I was just beginning to think, said Bear, sniffing slightly, that Rabbit might never be able to use his front door again, and I should hate that, he said.
So should I, said Rabbit.
Use his front door again, said Christopher Robin. Of course he'll use his front door again. Why, in a week from now...
In a week, said Bear anxiously.
Or 2 weeks. You see, we shall have to wait for you to get thin again.
But I can't stay here for a week.
You can stay here, all right, silly old bear. It's getting you out, which is so difficult.
We'll read to you, said Rabbit cheerfully. And I hope it won't snow, he added. And I say, old fellow, you're taking up a great deal of room in my house. Do you mind if I use your back legs as a towel horse? Because, I mean, there they are, doing nothing, and it would be very convenient to hang the towels on them.
A week, said Winnie the Pooh gloomily. What about meals?
I'm afraid no meals, said Christopher Robin, because of getting thin quicker. But we will read to you. Bear began to sigh, and then found he couldn't because he was so tightly stuck, and a tear rolled down from his eye as he said,
Then would you read a sustaining book such as would help and comfort a wedged bear in tightness?
So for a week Christopher Robin read that sort of book at one end of Winnie the Pooh, and Rabbit hung his washing on the other, and in between Bear felt himself getting slenderer and slenderer, and at the end of the week Christopher Robin said, Now. So he took hold of Bear's front paws, Rabbit took hold of Christopher Robin, and all Rabbit's friends and relations took hold of Rabbit, and they all pulled together. And for a long time Bear said only, Ow! Then all of a sudden he said, Pop! Just as if a cork were coming out of a bottle. And Christopher Robin and Rabbit and all Rabbit's friends and relations went head over heels backwards, and on top of them came Winnie the Pooh, free. So, with a word of thanks to his friends, he went on with his walk through the forest, humming proudly to himself. But Christopher Robin looked after him lovingly and said to himself, Silly old bear!